Could I go back to an issue, Leon, that you raised before on morning tea, and perhaps throw it open more generally? This issue of disputes that can arise within the community between different clans, between different families, these sorts of things, and police being expected to resolve those. Now, it seems to me that a lot of those sorts of issues should not be left to police to be resolving. Police are not there to be resolving general disputes within the community. If it gets to an order, law and order issue, then the police, of course, have to do their duty. But is this a problem that police are expected to get involved in these general disputes?
What we try to do in Woorabin is offer mediation through the justice group.
Yes.
And that works too. But then, you know, they tend to, the community, they check on whether you're running with this lot or you're running with that lot, and it's very hard to try to get the message across, look, we're here for everybody, and we're not taking sides.
Mm.
They worry about people taking sides, and some people don't like mediation because they want to have all the say and they won't allow anyone else to have a say, so it's not what they want. But and that works. We've done that a lot in Woorabinda, and we do it our way. Like, we haven't had the formal training as mediators, but our funding body's going to look at getting some people trained up.
Yes.
But, we do it sort of our way. We try to follow a procedure where we give everyone a chance to talk, but that usually helps, where people can resolve some of those community conflicts, and okay. They sort it out like that.
That's good. I saw in the Legal Aid Queensland submission to this inquiry that they're in fact have received funding, and they're doing a trial again in Yarrabah of training up mediators. Can I ask, Leon, how you found that? Is that assisting in any way with these other general disputes?
Well, I mean, it's not a program, I believe, it's not run through council, but the actual fact is, yes, there needs to be other intervention strategies to address these matters, and unfortunately, if they're not given the due credence and, more importantly, the opportunity to get resolved, they just fester.
Hmm.
And, you know, silly season comes around every year and it just comes up again. So I think there's goodwill on part of the members of the community to try and resolve their issues. Unfortunately, there probably are concerns about what options they select. And I think, you know, what's Auntie Danielle was saying about, you know, having this mediation process and another avenue to be able to voice your concerns, and more importantly, you know, identify what the real issues are and get it resolved, you know, that's a lot better than, you know, the harm and injury that tends to then be generated by this other process. But in saying that, you know, there's a whole raft of other issues that we pointed out to a minute ago about critical mass, about people's capacity, about knowledge of these other systems. And, I mean, if we don't give credence to how those issues are supposed to be resolved here or in their respective forums, unfortunately, it's going to come back to a policing issue.
Yes.
Okay. And so I think a key message we need to take from here is that capacity, that understanding, that knowledge needs to be an integral part of whatever recommendation comes out of here, because if that is not given any light, the fact will still remain that, you know, policing on communities will be, you know, problematic. And, you know, we'll be having this talk in the time to come, and we're just seeing as chopping wood for practice, as opposed to being, you know, looking at the issue with the silos down, with a genuine commitment to actually coming up with recommendations that's going to assist the policing as well as the communities.